In the nation's northwest corner is Washington, an evergreen playground blessed by an unusual variety of natural attractions.
And it's time now for Felix Bunnell to roam all over the map. A quick look at stories behind the names of local places. And this week, the rare artifact that is Kellogg Island in the Duwamish River.
I think this is my most favorite place of all in Seattle. I've never set foot on it. I circled it once in a boat with the Puget Sound Keeper. I try to spot it whenever I fly in and out of SeaTac. It's in the Duwamish River, just east of Port of Seattle's Terminal 107 Park. It's off of West Marginal Way, so the west side of the Duwamish. It's very near a park called Herring's House and across the street from the Duwamish Longhouse and Cultural Center. What makes Kellogg Island so remarkable, it's the most untouched part of what used to be the Duwamish River Delta. Before Harbor Island was created and what had been tide flats and salt marshes were turned into dry land and industrial area. So they dredged that Duwamish waterway back in the 1890s and cut a channel right through part of a marsh. And that channel is still there. Somehow, for some reason, nobody's sure why, they left this little 7-acre nub with an elbow-shaped river channel between the nub and the west bank of the river. So sometime in the 30s, they put pilings around that nub of a marsh, and fill dirt was dumped on it, creating the island that remains there now. So the island isn't exactly pristine, but that little elbow channel that separates the island from the west bank is like a tiny time capsule of what the Duwamish looked like before Europeans came and started, you know, taming what had been a wild river for millennia. It was almost filled in back in the 1970s. Port of Seattle wanted to put a marina there, you know, all this stuff. Somehow or other, it survived all those challenges. Now, the name of it is a bit of a mystery. Talk to George Blomberg, a senior environmental program manager, Port of Seattle, and also James Rasmussen of the Duwamish tribe. They said that it was originally was called a mud island or muddy island, and it wasn't even really an island before they put those pilings around it. So nobody knows who it's named for. It probably was named Kellogg maybe after those pilings were put in, maybe in the 30s or 40s. I reached out to a bunch of people in the history community. Nobody has any idea, but I came up with a couple of likely suspects. One is a guy named Gardner Kellogg. He was the city's first professional fire chief. After the fire, he got tapped to do the lucky job of taking over what had been this volunteer force that had, you know, they didn't purposely let the city burn, but anyway, he professionalized
really equipped.
Yeah. His sister was the wife of the governor. He and his brother started the first drugstore in Seattle. So they definitely, they were around. They might have been, you know, significant property owners. So it could have been Gardner Kellogg or his brother, David. The third possibility is a guy named Dr. John Coe Kellogg, the canoe doctor. He's better known for settling on Whidbey Island, but he moved to Seattle in the 1870s. His daughter married Roland Denny, who was one of the members of the Denny Party, the youngest member of the Denny Party, who came ashore in 1851. He paddled around serving people's medical needs, so they called him the canoe doctor. He served as a delegate to the State Constitutional Convention in 1889. So again, a guy of heft. Yeah. He died in 1902 at age 81. But again, nobody knows, and for some reason, this little strange island that wasn't really an island to begin with, and that's this crazy time capsule. If you can see it from the air, it's just, it blows you away. And we have pictures at My Northwest that show this, because all around is all this industrial, very rectilinear stuff. Mm-hmm. But then there's this little elbow and this tiny little island.
Well, what's on it?
Nothing. It's a mud flat, and you can actually, you're allowed to go on it. It belongs to the Port of Seattle. If you, you can launch a canoe or a kayak or something from that Terminal 107 park, and if you're, you can actually get a good view. You don't have to visit it to experience it. But if you go ashore, it's just this muddy island with natural habitat and wildlife on it. And unlike anything else in the city in terms of it being completely untouched.
All right. Well, you wouldn't think so to look at the Duwamish, because everything at the Duwamish has been touched. But there's so wildlife has decided that it is clean enough to make their homes there. Huh?
Exactly. Yeah. And there, it'll likely remain that way forever. I think it's in some kind of held in some kind of trust. The Port of Seattle has no plans for it. And there are these parks that are put there as part of the mitigation for turning the Duwamish into this crazy industrial area. But if you look at the images from and the maps from the 19th century, it looks nothing like it does now, except for that little tiny elbow that makes its way around Kellogg Island.
Better keep it a secret so people don't love it to death.
Are we on the air right now?
Historian Felix Bunnell. Keep it under your hat.